Yeah, doodly 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 doodly. I bet this is getting confusing, so we can turn it off. It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I have just exited my car. It's a funny little day today. It's kind of cool. It's overcast. And I decided to go outside. It's drizzling a little bit. There's a little bit of rain here and there. And that's how I realized it was cool. I was sitting at my computer and I heard funny rain sounds. And I said to myself, "Self, we are going to Herrenhaven." So that's where we are. I didn't think there was going to be anybody else here, but there's three other cars here. And the reason I wanted to come out here so badly today is because the last time I was here in this kind of weather, I saw two baby deer just sitting around in the forest, literally just sitting around. And I thought maybe we'll have that today too. But as I said, there are some other cars here, so there's people walking around out here, and I recognize some of these cars as being our photograph people, so they're probably looking around for deers and stuff too. As for myself, I've walked down here to the gate that leads to the Mulhall's property to see if we can see anything. I guess it's a little windy. See, this culvert was being used at one point in time, but we're just going to step out onto the Mulhall's property to see if we can see anything. And no, I'm not seeing much of anything, so we're going to... Wait, what's... Nope, nothing. Thought I saw something. We're going to roll off into here. I have left the Mulhall's property to come back onto the Herrenhaven property behind the butterfly garden. Is there anybody back here? Are there any motties hanging around back here? Could be. So yeah, we could get into some crazy thunderstorms. Who knows? Maybe tornadoes will happen. I don't know. But we do have the potential for weather. I should also mention that I'm running on some pretty severely low batteries. So we could go bingo battery at any time. It's kind of humid and it's not all that cool. Is it 80 degrees? Oh, here's a tiny little one single white mushroom hiding under these leaves. Hi, little mushroom. Like I said, it has been drizzling, but it's not like raining. You know, it rained for like 10 seconds right before I came here at my house. Then some of the streets were kind of wet. But we're not getting rain. I'm checking out the shed. Is there any dudes hanging out around here by the shed? I'm not seeing any evidence of dudes. Why do I have a callus on my thumb right here? Oh yeah, that's from playing musical instruments, which is what I like to do. All right, what do you think? Should we, yeah, let's go up here. Before we go into the forest, let's check the bocage. I'm wondering if there's anything going on around here. So we're going to approach rather quietly. Looking for little dudes. Looking for little dudes to stick their heads up and say, "Hi, we're dudes." And then I'll say, "Hi." But yeah, no. Not seen any dudes right around here. But why did that branch move? Is there a bird over there? Let's change positions really quick. see if we can see anything from this angle. No. Not seeing anything from this angle, that is for certain. So should we check this little wood pile over here by the stump? We saw baby Matis hanging out in this wood pile a month ago. Is there anybody hanging out in here now? Well, I don't see any dudes. And I don't really see any signs of dudes being in there. I guess the chance exists, but we won't spend any time on this. Let's head into the forest. I can feel the occasional drop of water hitting me on the arms or something. Ooh! And look right here, here's a big clump of scaly caprinus. Just right in the middle of the outdoor classroom here. It's pretty nice. I hear people walking. Oh, that reminds me of something. Yeah, there's people coming out. I went over to my friend's house yesterday. Howdy. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I had to call a friend of mine yesterday to see if he had a thing that I need. So I called him up after the radio show and I said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And he's like, "Nothing. Get your ass over here. I got to show you something." Which is so typical. And I said, no, I can't. Do you have this thing that I need? Do you have this inductor? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, "I don't know." Get your ass over here. We'll look for one. I got to show you this. I'm like, "Dude, I don't want to drive out there." He's like, "Get over here." Right? So I get in my car. Well, first I ate lunch and then I got in my car. And I drove out to his house. And no, he didn't end up having the thing that I need, but the thing that he had that he wanted to show me was really cool. There was a couple things, but one of the things was a Pullman car dollhouse sort of thing. It was like a little case, like imagine a little like makeup case or something, but it was sort of the shape and color of a Pullman sleeping car. And, you know, you unlatch the back and it unfolds, and it's a Pullman car berth. It's got the little, you know, the bunk and the seats and the little table. It was amazing. It's like, holy cow, dude. All right, so anyway, I'm walking through the forest really slow here. Excuse me, really slowly here. I can speak English. Just because this is where I saw the baby deer laying around, was right around in here. Oh, and here we have some other visitors, including a very small person. Hi. There's a little kid carrying a big drink. That's always fun. I like that. You know, you got that little kid who can hardly walk. That's, you know, less than 2 feet tall. A 60 centimeter tall child. Carrying, you know, like a 2 liter cup. Right? Doing the two-handed thing. The grip of death on it. Where are my cup? All right, so we've reached the crossroads. I think I'm going to head out to the boardwalk. And I'm kind of been impressed with the people that I've seen here so far. They seem like the quiet types. The kid certainly wasn't screaming. And they're not paying attention, which is good. Because if there's animals in the forest and they hear you walking by, they are watching you. And they don't get spooked, really, unless they notice that you've noticed them. We've talked about this before. When it comes to tracking animals, if you're walking through the forest and you stop, that stopping is what alerts them. You know, they'll be watching you, and if they won't feel any danger until you stop. So there's ducks out there in the sub pond. That's nice. Yeah, so that's one of the best things you can do. If you don't want to spook an animal, you're walking through somewhere and you see an animal and it's looking at you, and yeah, it's going to be looking at you before you're looking at it. Don't stop. Keep walking And, there's other people out there. There's a mom and two children out on the boardwalk, so we're turning around. Oh, I almost tripped. So yeah, if you're walking through the forest and you see a deer or something, especially if it's sitting down, keep walking. Because if you stop, it'll know that you know it's there. And it'll get up and go into worry mode. But if you're tricky, like me, they won't be scared. Just keep walking. And that's what I'm doing. I'm gazing into the depths of the emerald forest. The greeny greenness. It's super green. It is super green still here. But very soon, things will start to be turning brown. Some of these flowers are starting to wilt and stuff, and wow. The entire billabong is covered in duckweed, and there's one duck out there enjoying the hell out of it. He says, yeah, this is my giant duck pond. I own it. So he's having a good time. And I am having a good time. Walking down the odoriferous corridor. What do we got? What do we got? I'm looking for mushrooms. I'm looking for dudes. What do we got? Is it going to rain big? If it rains big, that'll be good, right? So let's head into the wall blind that overlooks the billabong. See if we can find anything else in there. Well, this is weird. Here's some loose dirt. What's going on back here? Oh, you know what we got? We got some little moles running around in here. And what do we got back here in the billabong? It's hard to see anything, but basically all I can see is that one duck. One single ducky duck. He's nice. Some kind of teal. Yeah, there's moles back here. Big ones, like star-nosed or something, because they're digging up stuff. That's not voles. That's not shrews. That's the big boys. Alright, walking around Frog Harbor. We got boatloads of frogs. Big frogs, little frogs. And they're all silent. Do they think a storm is coming? Okay. Now we're getting into some more foresty bits. We gotta start looking for deer deep in there. Because they love to hide back there. And they also like to hide up on that ridge sometimes. And they like to cross the path right here. So, where's my dudes? Do we got any dudes today? I want to see some dudes. I came out here. I risked so much to come out here. We're risking batteries. We're risking thunderstorms. I want to find some kind of dude. I was going to say, maybe we should have come out earlier, but I got out here as fast as I can, I swear. I got up, I ate, and while I was eating, I was checking all my email and doing computer stuff, and that's when I heard it rain outside my window, and geez, I don't see anybody. This is where they've been liking to hang out, right back in there. Where's my dudes? And as soon as I got done eating, I got dressed and I jumped in the car. Cat didn't even bother to wake up. And I took off. And I'm not finding any dudes back here. Not finding any dudes. Now look at this. See, here's that old marmot den that hasn't been used in 5 years or more. It's been dug out. I'm looking straight into it. Is there a mati in there? I don't see any bugs. I don't think there's a mati in there right now, but I'm glad that den's getting used again. I'm glad it's been cleared out. Okay, now we're on the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. What do we see? Lots of ducks. Five ducks on a log. 6 ducks on a log. And there's a couple random ducks. We got 20 ducks ducking around out here. Doing ducky business. Ducky business. Oh, yeah. But where's my deer? Uh-oh. And here, as we approach... as we approach the big blind, it says, oh, this trail is closed. Please leave the other trail. So we use the old trail. The trail is, quote, closed, end quote, down there because a tree fell over that was right next to the path. And so when the root ball erupted out of the ground, it sort of tore the path up. Why this requires blocking the path, I don't know. Doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, there's still plenty of room to walk there. Almost a meter wide. Whatever. So we walk into the blind. Okay, who's out here? We gotta find something. This has been kind of strangely slow today. I don't see anything. Goose Island is completely overgrown. Lots of bushes and stuff. There's nobody swimming around in the delta. There's nobody over here on the log. I don't see a single thing. There's no animals. I don't see any ducks. I do not see any geese. I do not see any muskrats or herons of any type. All right, I've got one turtle, 2 turtles on one of these logs, and a few ducks who have spooked because I can hear them. They can hear me. So, yeah, we got kids coming. So we're going to roll up on out of here. And we're going to walk up the closed path going by the stupid wall, the vestigial wall. All right, so, boy, if I only would have gotten up earlier. Of course, this would be awesome if I got up at 7 a.m. But, you know, the humidity is starting to get into me. Ah, it hurts. Okay, walking back over the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. Yeah, we just got ducks. I'm suspecting that all the animals think that there's a storm coming. I'm not convinced that there is, because my sinuses are not going crazy like they should be. In fact, my nose is dry. I'm pretty much good. All right, I'm looking deep into the forest, trying to spot any dudes, especially baby deer dudes who like to hang around in the forest. Now I'm looking up on the ridge. I don't see anything. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, a little bit of sinus issues, but, you know, nothing big. Wait, what's that back there? Nothing. All right, well, we are 20 minutes into the show. The current time is 19:50 UTC. Oh, and I'm kind of shocked. I thought for sure, oh, we gotta go outside today. We'll definitely see dudes today. But then, of course, I did not expect there to be 3 other cars here. Usually when we have this kind of weather, people stay away. Oh no, it's raining! Because, you know, most people are water soluble. And therefore, cannot go outside when it's raining. Although, I guess, technically speaking, it's not raining hard enough. It's just not raining hard enough. But if this means that rain is coming, that'll be good. We'll get some nice bursts of mushroom action, which is what I'm looking for right now. As I'm walking down the path, I'm looking at these logs that's lined that line the path and etc. blah blah blah. Hoodly hoodly hoo. Oh. Yeah, suddenly I'm kind of strangely tired. Yeah, I'm getting a little bit on the weird side. We need to start heading out of here before I start getting weird. This is kind of one of those dangerous times because it doesn't seem hot. Although it's well above my real danger sort of threshold temperature. And like I said, it's about 80 degrees. But it seems cool because it's been, you know, 100 degrees for the last week. And it's overcast and it's been raining, so oh, it seems so nice and cool. And under the canopy here, it's dark and cool and there's a little bit of wind, so you get tricked thinking, oh no, it's nice and cool. No, it's not. The humidity level is also like 92% or better right now. And that's what's sneaking up on me. I can start to feel the burn up and down my back, on my arms a little bit. And as I check my arms, yeah, we're starting to see the very beginnings of cholinergic urticaria. Little pinpricks of annoyance. Walking out of the forest, I thought I heard something running over there. Is there a dude over there? Oh man. And we're essentially walking out of the forest now. Here's the turtle, or the... Yeah, see, I can hardly start keep thinking. Here's the dragonfly pond. I don't see any dragonflies. Yeah, I'm starting to feel it. Yeah, so here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go home, get back into the air conditioning. We're gonna get some ice cold drinks going. And, yeah. I'm not feeling too great. We gotta get out of here. It's sneaking up on me fast. Okay, we walk around the shed. There's some flies buzzing around that hole under the shed. I think there might be Matis under the shed. Hi, Matis. I can't see you, but I wanted to say hi. Hi, Matis. Walk around the building. We're gonna jump in the car and finish up the last of this episode at home. I'm walking in front of the building, looking at all the bushes. I'm starting to sting now. This is not good. It's starting to hurt. Ah, but I gotta look for mantises. Did we find any mantises last year? Mantis last year? I don't remember. I'm looking for mantis, but I need to get in my damn car and get the air conditioning going. But I really want to look for bug dudes. There's some bees. There's some bumblebees bumbling around. Yeah, can't take it. Into the car we go. Back to my house we go. In 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. And we are back. My name is Tobe. You know that part. I'm sitting here in my office, drinking iced tea. Oh, yeah. Whew. That's good tea. And, yeah, I'm hot. I'm itchy. I got little hives jumping up all over me. And it's raining here. Yeah. I got my window open a little bit, and I can hear rain, rain, raining. Drippity-drip drips. yesterday I could hear a bee. And do I see a bee right now? Are there bees out here? Yeah, look at that big bumbler. Oh, I can almost hear him. There's a plant. What plant is this? I don't know. Some kind of vine that grows up here, and then there's the catnip and stuff, and there's all those little flowers that they like. So, yeah. We got some bee action out in the backyard. Oh, I'm kind of losing it. Good Lord, we got 4.5 minutes left to go, and I've got nothing, kids. Absolutely nothing. So, maybe we should mess with the phone. I like drinking iced tea, so we're going to dial 1-800-ICED-TEA. Do you think we're going to get a tea company? What do you think we'll get? Let's find out. What, just silence? Nothing? Really? That's odd. Let's try that again. Wow, that is really unusual. I shouldn't have to tell you how unusual that is. If it's not immediately obvious, I better write that down later. So let's try 1-888 iced TEA. Go, baby, go. Holy crap. Now I'm just getting scared. Now weird paranoia is setting in. Do I even have phone? Yeah, I got telephone. I guess. Okay, let's try this. 1-866 iced. I lost my dialing. One. I can barely think. 866. ICEDTEA. I'm getting worried now. Oh, we got a ringer.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance. We have a special promotion today for select callers. If you are over 50, please press 1 now. If not,
Press 2. I think we all know what this is all about. Hi, join the Bad Old People Club. You suck because you're old, and so you need to join the Sucky Old People Club called AARP. You'll be glad to know that Tobe is not a member, so Tobe will never bother you if you join our stupid old people club and stay away from Tobe, the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and although I'm glad I got to go outside, we didn't see any dudes. I wanted to see some deer and some dudes. We never get to go outside anymore, but I'm gone, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.